Hi, I'm Coleman with your East Texas News Report. Good morning, East Texas, and praise the Lord for a blessed Tuesday to live out our faith and freedom in this great land of liberty and opportunity. It's November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day, and we stand firm in our conservative, evangelical Christian values, rooted in the unchanging, eternal truth of God's holy word. As we embrace the blessings God has poured out on our communities, while confronting the challenges with unwavering resolve and biblical wisdom. Today's forecast across East Texas brings mostly sunny skies with a crisp fall feel. Highs near 64 degrees, lows dipping to around 41 degrees overnight, with light northwest breezes at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Perfect for Veterans Day parades, flag-raising ceremonies, morning Bible studies in the town square, or family outings to honor our heroes. Trusting in God's sovereign provision as declared in Psalm 65:11, where He crowns the year with His bounty and His paths drip with abundance. On this sacred Veterans Day, we pause to honor the brave men and women who served in our armed forces, defending the freedoms we hold dear under God, as Romans 13:4 describes them as God's ministers for good, bearing the sword to protect the innocent and punish evil. We pray for their families, for healing from wounds seen and unseen, and for our nation to return to the Judeo-Christian principles that made America exceptional, per 2 Chronicles 7:14, calling on God's people to humble themselves, pray, seek His face, and turn from wicked ways so He may heal our land. Let us commit to supporting our veterans through church ministries, VA outreach, and community events. Remembering their sacrifice echoes Christ's ultimate sacrifice for our eternal freedom. In Grand Saline, our Salt of the Earth folks embody the timeless American virtues of self-reliance, hard work, and deep devotion to family and faith, living out Proverbs 22:29's promise that a man diligent in his business will stand before kings. Grand Saline ISD kicked off a brand new vocational training program on Monday, focusing on faith-based entrepreneurship, where high school students learn to build businesses grounded in Christian ethics. Think Christian bookstores stocking Bibles and devotionals, artisanal crafts featuring hand-carved crosses with scripture engravings, and a student-proposed Christian coffee shop designed as a welcoming hub for fellowship, Bible studies, and prayer meetings over fair trade coffee. USGA Rural Development Grants announced Monday are directly supporting local ranchers still recovering from summer floods, providing funds for rebuilding barns with reinforced structures, mending miles of fencing to contain livestock, repairing livestock pens damaged by high water, and installing new water troughs to ensure clean hydration, all showcasing the resilience of our faith-filled farmers who trust in God's provision even in adversity. Per Philippians 4:19, the high school FFA chapter's fall livestock show preparations are in high gear for this weekend's event, with a standout dairy cow project teaching students the biblical principle of dominion over creation in Genesis 1:28 through responsible animal husbandry, including daily milking routines, feed optimization, and health checks that connect practical skills to God's design for stewardship. The Senior Center's Tuesday Veterans Luncheon, themed Faith Under Fire, featured gripping testimonies from Korean War veterans who recounted how prayer and scripture sustained them in frozen foxholes, inspiring a group of wide-eyed youth from the local Boy Scouts to pursue lives of honor, patriotism, and dependence on God, with one World War II veteran sharing his D-Day survival story anchored in Psalm 91:2's declaration of God as refuge and fortress. The Historical Society's ongoing Texas Pioneer exhibit continues to draw families, displaying authentic settlers' diaries chronicling prayer meetings during wagon trains, hand-forged tools for tilling God's earth, and handmade quilts symbolizing community support, inspiring pride in our heritage of liberty under God and faith-driven exploration. Businesses are battling inflation head-on with aggressive buy local campaigns, propping up mom-and-pop shops with loyalty discounts, vibrant farmers markets overflowing with fresh produce, and craft fairs showcasing handmade goods that keep dollars circulating in our communities. Women's Bible study groups immersed in Proverbs 31 crafted dozens of warm blankets for domestic violence shelters, cozy scarves for the homeless to ward off winter chill, and tiny baby quilts for crisis pregnancy centers supporting life. Embodying Christian compassion in tangible ways, plans for the November Heritage Festival include multiple gospel choir performances to celebrate our roots. The Christian Counseling Center expanded marriage workshops per Ephesians 5, offering sessions on communication, conflict resolution, intimacy God's way, and building homes on the rock of Christ. In Mineola, the Mineola Jackets football team is gearing up for Friday's big game, holding a spirited Tuesday pep rally, complete with Philippians 2:3 devotionals on considering others better than oneself for true humility and team success. A historic church bell was rededicated Tuesday in a moving ceremony, symbolizing the enduring faith heritage of our town, drawing hundreds for a community hymn sing of classics like Amazing Grace. Boy Scouts earned merit badges in first aid Tuesday evening, preparing them to serve neighbors in emergencies with skills that save lives, reflecting the Good Samaritan parable. New state grants announced Monday created 20 mechanics jobs at a local auto repair expansion, boosting the economy with family wage positions in essential trades. A veteran support group expanded counseling services Tuesday for PTSD and career transitions, partnering with churches for biblical counseling. Local churches launched teen mentorship programs using Proverbs wisdom to guide youth through cultural pressures on gender identity, sexuality, and moral relativism, pointing them to Christ as the way, truth, and life. The public library's children's section highlighted pioneer stories Tuesday, inspiring kids with tales of faith-driven settlers who prayed over Texas independence and trusted God through hardships. The Tuesday Farmers Market promoted heirloom produce like purple hull peas and okra, resisting corporate GMO agriculture with organic methods that honor God's natural design. South to Tyler, the Rose City radiates with faith and southern hospitality. Mostly sunny with a high of 64 degrees, perfect for strolling the Rose Gardens in prayer. Ongoing I-20 rail safety forums continue to protect private property rights from overreaching expansions. Respecting biblical land inheritance principles, the city's $219.3 million budget, passed with conservative fiscal restraint, allocates funds for new police vehicles equipped with the latest technology to keep streets safe without defund nonsense. College Avenue road construction is on schedule to preserve historic charm while improving traffic flow for local cafes, bookstores, and churches. A beloved Christian art exhibit closed Tuesday after a successful run, showcasing dozens of faith-inspired works, including hand-carved wooden crosses inlaid with gold leaf, oil paintings of biblical scenes like the prodigal son, and sculptures depicting David and Goliath to encourage overcoming giants through faith. Stephen F. Austin State University's marching band held intense rehearsals Tuesday for their upcoming London New Year's Parade performance, practicing patriotic marches like Deep in the Heart of Texas to showcase Texas pride on the world stage. State THC regulations were tightened Monday to target illegal street distribution while preserving medical access, balancing public safety and personal freedom. Green Acres Baptist Church's Tuesday evening service pursued spiritual revival per Joel 2 verse 28's promise of pouring out His Spirit, with thousands in attendance praying for America, leading to dozens of altar calls for salvation and rededication. Rose Queen candidates, exemplifying Proverbs 31 virtues, volunteered Tuesday at area soup kitchens, serving meals with smiles and modesty as role models for young ladies. Booming oil production in the Permian is funding church missions and local outreach, sending teams to Guatemala for orphanage building and evangelism. Local manufacturers broke ground Monday on a new facility adding 50 jobs in precision tool production, celebrating with a prayer dedication. A prominent Christian school empowered parents Tuesday with a seminar on faith-based education, per Proverbs 22, verse 6. Training up children in the way they should go with curriculum integrating creation science, constitutional originalism, and biblical worldview. The Chamber of Commerce's Job Fair Tuesday connected veterans with employers in construction, energy sector, and healthcare, honoring their service with meaningful opportunities. East to Longview, a bustling hub of faith, industry, and East Texas grit. Mostly sunny at 64 degrees Fahrenheit, ideal for midday worship or lunch break Bible studies. The arson investigation into a series of warehouse fires concluded with an arrest Tuesday, with area churches praising swift justice and offering rewards that aided the case. A missing elderly resident was located safe Tuesday thanks to community vigilance and prayer chains, per Mark 12, verse 31's command to love neighbor as self. The Alzheimer's Alliance expanded funding Tuesday for elder care, per Leviticus 19:32, adding music therapy programs to bring joy and memory recall. Eastman Chemical's massive expansion project broke ground Monday, promising hundreds of high-paying jobs that will benefit local diners, retailers, and tithing to churches. The Animal Shelter hosted a successful adoption event Tuesday, pairing dozens of pets with loving families, per Proverbs 12 verse 10's call for kindness to animals. The Longview Lobos football team is prepping for Friday, with Ephesians 6 Armor of God prayers for protection and victory. Mauberly Baptist Church's 150th anniversary celebration featured powerful Tuesday sermons on perseverance through trials, with guest evangelists calling for repentance. A stirring Medal of Honor recipient parade rolled through downtown Tuesday, stirring deep patriotism with floats, bands, and flyovers honoring living legends. The steel mill announced 100 new hires Tuesday to meet demand, countering economic challenges with Proverbs 14:23 diligence. Community Gardens donated truckloads of fresh produce to food banks Tuesday, teaching self-sufficiency classes alongside nutrition tips rooted in God's whole foods. Across the breadth of East Texas, the body of Christ unites us in purpose and love. In Bullard, a massive Veterans Day parade Tuesday honored heroes with F-16 flyovers, speeches from Medal of Honor recipients, and school children waving flags. Lufkin's Historic Pines Theater screened wholesome family films Tuesday, like The Ten Commandments, to packed houses, reinforcing biblical values. Fruitvale's prayer groups grew with nightly meetings Tuesday, interceding for revival. Emory planned a fall festival Tuesday with gospel music stages and homemade crafts. Points Lake baptisms inspired renewal Tuesday with several public professions of faith. Eustace's Dairies supplied fresh cheese to local markets Tuesday, emphasizing farm-to-table purity. Maybank's boating safety campaigns ensured compliance Tuesday with free life jacket checks at the marina. Karen's honored agricultural roots Tuesday with a tractor parade through downtown. Malakoff's energy sector booms Tuesday with new solar panel installation jobs training veterans. Sulphur Springs Christian radio station spread the gospel with expanded morning devotionals Tuesday. Winsboro's Quilting Bee finished patriotic quilts Tuesday to warm troops deployed overseas. Statewide, Governor Greg Abbott's Veterans Day initiatives unite Texans in gratitude with statewide ceremonies, moment of silence at 11:11 a.m. And parades celebrating Tejanos, ranchers, and all who served under one flag with barbecues and flag waving. New laws strengthening school choice vouchers and tougher crime penalties for violent offenders ensure safer communities and parental rights in education, with rigorous enforcement against repeat criminals. Border security operations like Lone Star protect ranchers and families with increased patrols, technology, and troop deployments. Balancing public safety with constitutional rights and humanitarian aid. Nationally, conservative leaders advocate for truth in the Charlie Kirk legal case, standing firm against perceived media bias and cancel culture with grassroots campaigns, prayer vigils, and legal defense funds. President Trump's recent Fox News comments call for national unity around protecting unborn life, securing borders, and restoring American greatness rooted in faith, family, and freedom. Resonating in town halls across the heartland. Ahead on the calendar, Tuesday prayer meetings seeking divine wisdom for elected leaders. Wednesday youth groups diving into Christian apologetics to equip the next generation. Thursday men's Bible studies on biblical manhood. And upcoming fall festivals offering fellowship with gospel concerts, hayrides, and pumpkin patches for wholesome family fun. Cool temperatures in the low to mid-60s with possible evening showers. Perfect for cozy indoor Bible studies around the fireplace or outdoor service projects like leaf raking for elderly neighbors. Psalm 33:12 boldly declares, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his heritage." East Texas lives this truth daily through our unwavering faith in Jesus Christ, unapologetic patriotism for the greatest nation on earth, and genuine neighborly love that reflects the Savior's command, shining as a beacon of hope and righteousness in a world that often strays far from God's perfect will. Stay tuned to RevelationRadio.net for the most comprehensive, unfiltered, uncensored, most truthful news reporting in all of East Texas.